One of the things that's changed over the years is that one time the families would dig the graves for their families, members that died, and neighbors would come and help, right? And that even happened with neighbors going over to Holy Trinity to help and dig one over there, or if they came down to our place. That got out of hand a little bit in the sense that there was a bottle of booze around the same time, so you had no problem getting fellas to come because the same old fellas that drank all week, if they found out there was a grave getting dug, they were volunteering fast because they knew there was going to be a 40-ouncer. And I remember one of the last times I remember is there was a fellow in Torbay. Actually, some of the people nicknamed the Pope. I don't know why. He certainly didn't act like a Pope or look like one. But he was an old bachelor and loved the battle. And I remember there was somebody getting a grave dug down in our graveyard. And he got into the battle before the digging. He forgot the digging was supposed to come first and then maybe a drink after, right? And so when the minister, Reverend Shirley Gossett was, came down, she found this man up by the church, down on the ground, leaned up against the chimney. And he was drunk. Well, she declared war. No more liquor down in the graveyard. This is church property and it's not going to happen. So then there wasn't so many volunteers around no more. It's swung around now to a lot of times now you'll see a contractor coming in with a little tiny mini excavator and digging out the grave. And so the families don't do it.